You're listening to The Takeaway with John Hockenberry and Adora Udoji.
America, as always, is looking for a few good bumper stickers. In this campaign, we need some new slogans. Can you help us, America?
Hi, guys. This is David from Putnam, Connecticut. I got Hillary Clinton's next slogan. Listen, folks, a lactose-free, biofuel-free, fossil-fuel-free, zero-carbon footprint, totally vegan, village-grown, ethnic and gender non-specific substance in every government-supplied pot. There you go. Thanks.
Oh, that's courtesy
that very
of
Spinbox
8778 My Take. I wonder how many takes he had to do of that. That was good. We should have him on the show. Anyway, that's our suggestion. You know, what is a good new slogan for these campaigns? You may have seen the campaign slogans last night being waved. I'm asking you to believe from Barack Obama's website, Clinton's website today, help make history. Here was Obama speaking last night.
Yes, we can.
Here's Hillary Clinton speaking last night.
It's full speed on to the White House.
And then, of course, there was this. Count the votes, full speed onto the White House, change you can believe in. We want someone who's good at this, a professional, to deal with the slogans for these candidates. Josh Comers is a copywriter for Kaplan Thaler Group. He's worked on ad campaigns for Aflac, Continental Airlines, Centrum, and Foxwoods Casino. Help us out here. Help America out, Josh.
Well, I think Obama could actually, you know, I mean, I don't know what can help Hillary out right now. Short of a miracle. But I think Obama could maybe a behavioral change supported by some new slogans. Obama has a little issue with the working class right now.
Right.
So I think what may help him is if he went back and took up smoking again heavily. and
he claims to have quit.
He claims to have quit. But I mean, I think at this point it may be helpful if he's never not in front of a camera with a cigarette not dangling out of his mouth.
Would do what? How would you sloganize
well,
that?
Well, I think there's a couple ways you can do it. Welcome to Obama country. Come to where the change is. Maybe something, a little nod to the old camel. I'd walk a mile for a vote. Something that really encapsulates Obama. Obama, smooth.
So, what about for
Hillary? What do you think some of the issues are she's confronting, and how do you think she might sum that up in a nice little?
I have a couple of ideas, but the problems with the young people, they love Obama. So Hillary, maybe some slogans that really speak to the younger voters. Hillary, this land is my space. This land is your space.
I like that. That's good.
That is a nice, succinct one. A vote for Hillary is a vote for universal Grand Theft Auto insurance.
I don't get it.
You don't get that
Grand
one?
Grand Theft
no.
Auto. Come That's, on.
Do you know I the get, Grand Theft Auto?
I do
You're
such
know, a phony.
I don't get that in relation to Hillary. How does that make
healthcare insurance?
It doesn't matter. It speaks to the young. That doesn't have to make that much sense.
So it doesn't have to make
it fits
sense.
On a bumper sticker. That's what
right.
are you looking for
That's
here?
Right.
Are you looking for meat on this stick? Because
I understand
there's not...
now.
All right, we got time for one more quick.
Oh, okay. Hillary, ready to lead on day one unless there's a new episode of Grey's on that night.
Oh,
because
that's
great. Kid love Grey's.
Josh Comer, stay with us. We've got Vote Clinton because boomers haven't finished screwing up the United States yet. That's one from Will Walker via our website. Send us more at 8778MYTAKE.
On Notes from America, we have conversations with people across the country about how we can truly become the nation that we claim to be. Each week, we talk about race, our politics, education, relationships, usually all of them, because everything's connected. And you, our listeners, are at the center of those conversations. I'm Kai Wright. Join me on Notes from America, wherever you get your podcasts.